It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin. And we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eye of the Tigers, season 4, 5? I don't know, but we're so back. Let's go.
We're so back.
Exciting stuff. So we've been on campus for about a month now. Back for second semester. How's that been going?
This month has gone by so fast.
Dude.
Like, it's crazy to think that I have midterms soon.
Oh my god. Bro, I forgot about those.
Yeah. Like, midterms so soon. I feel like we just started.
We've been here for like a week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, what even? I will say, I do have a French class that moves by so fast. And we've already had 2 tests, and we're already about to have an oral exam.
Oh my
exam.
God.
Yeah.
That what class, French is this?
Elementary.
Are you serious?
And it moves by so fast.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we had a conversation with the professor, and she was like, oh yeah, like, I'll look at it. I'll change it around to, like, adjust it and make it a little bit easier for y'all. I know there's a lot of content.
Bruh.
And then 4 days later, we had another exam.
Are you kidding?
I love her so, so much.
Yeah.
But the course, like, just how much we have to learn so mm-hmm. quickly is pretty crazy.
For an elementary class, too, like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. But I also do feel like sometimes the elementary classes are harder because you mm-hmm. have no knowledge of the language. And so, like, you're building the foundation and they're trying to get you ready for the, like, mid to upper levels, which mm-hmm. already assume that you have a good knowledge of the language. So I guess it makes sense that you would, like, go yeah. through a ton of content, but still, mm-hmm. like, yeah. give me a break.
I remember, yeah, like, last semester, I knew bonjour. I was like, bonjour. And she walks into the classroom speaking full-on French.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And, like, that first week, I had to memorize, like, 100 vocab words.
Oh, my God.
I've, like, you know, when you've done it so many times, you're like, I expect this. I had to memorize this many words.
Yeah.
I bought the Quizlet Plus. That's Bro, been my bestie.
Quizlet Plus.
If I did not buy Quizlet Plus, I would be so, like, not thriving in this class.
Yeah.
But I bought that for the year.
So the day that Quizlet made you pay for it was actually one of the worst days of my life. Because I have been an avid Quizlet user since, like, 9th grade. Mm-hmm. And then senior year, they were like, you don't get this anymore. And I was like, are you kidding
right?
me? Like, this is actually, like, the way that I learn things and that I study. And now I have to, like, completely change the way that my brain has to study because I don't want to pay for this service.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I mean, it was, like, $35 for the entire year with the deal that I got or whatever.
Okay, that's not bad.
Which isn't terrible, but it's also, like, $35 for this quote-unquote game
Bruh.
To teach me stuff for my class.
Like, yeah.
So it was, like, kind of degrading in that way. But I was also like, but it's going to give me a better grade if I buy it. So
and like, if that's something you want to spend the money on, that's you spend the money on. Because, like, for me, I really love Learn Mode. Like,
yes.
I swear by Learn Mode, but I'm like, do I really want to pay money just mm-hmm. so I can get Learn Mode?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing fine with the free flashcards. Like, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm also never, like, really in a ton of classes that I have to do a ton of memorization because, like, mm-hmm. I feel like comms is so, like, actually, like, application based as opposed to learning terms and mm-hmm. like remembering stuff.
Yeah. It was just like our electronic journalism last semester, but I just, like, wrote out stuff to memorize. It's like, you can't even use Quizlet for that. Quizlet's the best for, I'd say, Spanish, French, Italian, whatever you're learning there, where it's, like, repetition. Other things, you can just do.
Yeah.
Write it down, repeat.
Exactly. But I was a big Quizlet user in my AP Psych class in high school, because we had to learn so many terms all the time.
Yes.
So that was really useful, but I mean, in my Spanish classes, I'm in the 200s, which is more, like, speaking and listening, and then this year is more, like, writing-focused, so we're not actually learning any vocabulary or anything like that.
Oh.
Like, we just are learning, like, grammar concepts and then applying those to an essay with, like, stuff we already know.
How long of an essay do you have to write?
That's a really good question that I don't really know, but it's due on Monday, so I should probably figure that out. I think it's, like, a 5-paragraph essay. I don't think it's like a fully in-depth, like if I was writing a 5-paragraph essay in English, that would probably be like 3 to 4 pages.
Yeah.
I'm probably sitting at around one and a half to two.
Yeah, this one's going to be like the star test whenever you're in like 6th, 7th grade. Yeah. It's like 5-page, have the, you know, intro, you know, body yes. or whatever. And it's like very basic.
And you know what? I'm okay with it. Like,
it's like, yeah, it'll do the job.
I'm trying to write an essay in Spanish. Like, I'm doing the best that I can. Like, I have no knowledge of this. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I haven't touched the language since high school. Like,
yeah.
Give me a break, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Okay, so besides French, what else are you in?
I am also in business analytics.
Oh.
Which has been very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had our test last week, our first one.
Mm-hmm.
And this next unit, we really haven't started yet.
Okay.
We've just been talking about ethics.
Oh.
So it's been pretty chill so far. Okay. I have to write an essay about it, though, which is weird for business analytics class.
Did they have the Prindle people come?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I remember, like, that happening in my business analytics
yeah.
class.
So I was like, I've done this before because we did that in our news writing and yes. editing class. So me and Peyton have been in a few classes together.
We're vibing.
We're vibing.
It's almost like we're on the same academic track.
Right?
Almost, but not quite.
What else? Oh, yeah. And then I'm in my Foundations of Comm.
Who do you have?
I have Seth Friedman.
Okay. I haven't taken a class with Friedman, but I feel like people like him.
I would suggest it. It's fun. Me and Paige are in it.
Okay.
Paige is on the softball team for people listening.
hey, Paige.
And, yeah. And we learn, like, how to apply theories of comm by watching films and then writing about them.
Whoa. So, that sounds way cooler than my foundations class.
Yeah.
We didn't watch any films.
Really?
Bro, what the heck?
It's because he's a film scholar. So he was like, so I'm going to teach in film. So
that's fire.
So we do that, and then I have an acting class. So
Ooh.
That one applies to the comm major, but it's just a fun.
That's so cool. Who teaches it? Is it Anthony?
No, it's what is her name? Professor Novak.
Okay.
Yeah, she's super cool. She reminds me of like a Harry Potter professor.
Which one? Just like any of them?
I mean, yeah, just any of them.
Yeah.
It's just like would definitely work at Hogwarts.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
bro, that's fire anyhow. Though.
But what are your classes?
Okay, I'm in Spanish, which this year is more like writing focused. Mm-hmm. So I think that's gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
But should be cool. I'm in stats for professionals. Gotta get my science math credit. Not particularly interested in it, but you know, get those distribution requirements.
Yep.
I'm in public comm and controversy, which is my favorite class. Like honestly, one of my favorites that I've taken at DePaul.
I think I took that.
Really?
My second semester.
With Timothy Barr?
It was someone else. He left after.
Oh.
That's just like the stats professor.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So, but that class for the professor I had was very chill.
Yeah, I love my professor. Timothy Barr is, he's so cool. Like, he's just genuinely, like, the discussions are so engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like a lot of times we do a lot of reading, but mm-hmm. reading discussion classes can get really boring because you're just like, what did the text say?
For sure.
But he does a really good job at, like, bringing it into the real world. So I'm really enjoying that class.
Good.
And then I'm in my Media Fellows colloquium.
Okay.
So.
How's that going? I know it's more theory-based.
Yeah. It's definitely more boring this semester, but
yeah,
it is what it is. We just had a quiz last week, but I got 100% on it. So
hey.
Fire emoji.
Love.
So that was nice. But yeah, I wouldn't say like this semester is the most academically interesting for me. It's more just like get my distribution requirements. But I do really like my public comm controversy class.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
Are you looking for any like fun internships over the summer?
I'm actually applying for the New York Arts Program for next semester.
Yes.
So I would spend the semester in New York and do
oh!
an internship there. Which I mean, it's a very competitive program, so.
But I believe in you.
Who knows what's going to happen, but
you have,
I might as well apply.
Is it journalism-based, or is it just
so
all...
it's any, like, type of art, but they do take journalism students, mm-hmm. and, like, they have one right now that's doing an internship at, like, a local paper, which is really cool, so they would help me get an internship and, like, explore my interests, because I'm also very interested in, like, media production mm-hmm. and that side of things.
Yeah.
So.
You have a solid portfolio with, I mean, both journalism, but also being able to work for Ashley and stuff.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting.
Thanks, friend.
I hope you can get, like, that would be so fun.
I am, like, really excited about it, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up because they only take, like, 20, 25 kids.
Yeah.
So, like, who knows? But I don't want to make that decision for myself right now of, like, yeah. Oh, like, maybe I won't go to practice, but, like, because, like, I think that's also part of why I'm, like, I was nervous to study off campus, but, I mean, if I don't get into the program, I'll be here because there's not really anything else I want to do. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Are you looking into anything for the summer?
I got a few ideas. I'm working with Marilyn Kohler.
Okay.
There's this, like, marketing advertising firm.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you call it a firm, but marketing advertising agency in Fort Worth.
Okay.
I'm looking at, so closer to home. Also, if that doesn't fall through, I might speak with Larry.
Okay.
See what more ideas he has. He was talking to me today. We had a media fellows, like, little moment.
Ah.
But I know this other family friend who works in PR.
Okay.
So that would be, like, a remote internship.
Mm-hmm.
But it would still give me some experience. And then I think I would also try and work for my mom if I weren't able to get the brand me experience at the advertising marketing agency.
Yeah.
That's like, I would probably work socials for my mom.
Okay.
Excel, just like kind of boring things, but like help her out.
So. Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, I have some different ideas, so. But nothing iconic like that.
Bruh. Well, it's not iconic yet. It's.
But it's like, that's
application
that
in the
so
works.
Cool.
I just feel like it would be like such a life changing experience,
oh,
like
yeah.
genuinely.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to be realistic, but I am very excited about it. So we'll see what happens. I still haven't talked to the coaches, which.
I mean, LOO had her thing.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't say anything, but I also like, I don't want to be like.
But what about Paige?
Yeah, I mean, Paige is going to do her internship next semester, too.
She is.
I think.
So,
yeah.
Paige is in Management Fellows.
Yes.
So, Management Fellows and Media Fellows, you can do, like, a semester, not abroad, but, like, an internship. So, she'll do that. And then, okay, so you'll try and get that.
Yeah, but my dad was like, you probably shouldn't talk to them until, like,
it's set.
The season goes on a little more.
Yeah.
Just, like, because, like, playing time and roles are up in the air. Like, I don't really want to be, like, hey, so, like, I'm probably, like, I might not be here next semester, so I'm waiting a little bit, especially because it is up in the air, like,
yeah.
I really don't know, and if I'm, like,
wait for it to try and cool down just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I'm, like, oh, so, like, I might be off campus next semester, and then 3 weeks later be, like, nah, I didn't get in, like, psych.
Yeah, just wait it out and see. I mean, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, the application's due March 9th, and they said that I'll find out within, like, a week or two after that.
That's really nice.
Which is very nice turnaround, which
that's
I appreciate.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, because some of them are, like, like, end of May, early May,
oh
then you'll figure it out. It's like, and then a few weeks later, then I'll be going straight there. It's like, I need to know now.
Like, I want to know. Like,
yeah,
I just need to, like, plan.
Yeah.
I'm a planner. I like to know what is going to happen, and I like to know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, 100%.
So.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So. Switching gears, Greek life.
Yes.
How did recruitment go? Hashtag recruitment coordinator-ish. I don't remember your exact title, but, and just like, what has this semester been like? Big Little, things like that.
Yeah. So this semester, okay. So I did get the director of primary recruitment for next semester.
Okay.
But this semester I did not have to worry about EBC and all of that, you know, title stuff.
Yeah.
So I was the one having conversations with, the first years, and I didn't go through formal recruitment.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I was a COB.
Dude,
so,
that must have been crazy for you.
Yeah. So getting back a few days late in prep week.
Yep.
When you go over each day and what it's kind of going to look like, I had to, worst part was, read how it worked out.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
So I was just like, ooh, I'm going to, like, do my best. But I just got, like, the really quick rundown of what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I went through just, like, what recruitment was like each day, I realized kind of, like, not to be so formal about my conversations.
Yeah.
As in, don't just be like, what's your major? What's your yada yada yada? Make it more impactful.
Yes.
And I didn't really, like, know that at first. Mm-hmm. I was really trying to be so systematic about it, but it's like, come on, we're all people. We just want to like have a fun little time
and feel like you have a connection with somebody.
Yeah, not make it so formal. Yeah. So, but that was like fun to see and just see like how the process goes. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed it. And I mean, it was super fun. We got so many fun girls. So Yay! That was really exciting.
Dude, your guys' PC is so cool. Like,
yes, they're all so cool.
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So it's great.
Yeah. And how was Big Little? How was that process?
It was so fun. This is my first time getting little Emma Hetzel. I loved making the baskets and like
Dude.
Seeing her open them
yeah.
was so cute. I was trying not to look at her all the time, you know, can't make it obvious.
Yeah. Did she know it was you?
Oh, the last day she guessed.
Okay.
I didn't want to make it obvious, but I felt like some of my clues were like pretty.
What were some of your clues?
I don't know. Well, okay, so we're both in a French class together.
Okay.
And I was like, my favorite show is Emily in Paris. So like, okay. Just like funny things like that that she might be able to catch on to. And Josie and I co-baked. So
oh.
I didn't realize this, but I was like, I'm good at driving or something. And Josie put that she had like a red car. Josie's not good at driving.
Yeah.
But
sorry,
she
Josie.
She put something about her car. So she was like, I picked up on that and I was like, dang it.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I was so happy. And we had like an Animal Kingdom theme.
Oh, so that's so cute.
Yes, so we got these like giraffe onesies.
Oh.
So comfortable. It was great.
That's adorable.
Yeah. So that was a really fun experience.
Yeah.
To have, and I really enjoyed it.
That's so good. I'm so glad.
Yes. So y'all haven't completed Big Little yet,
no,
correct?
We have reveal tonight, actually. This is...
It is tonight?
Yeah, it's currently Wednesday, the 26th. This episode isn't going to come out till next week, but none of the new members know mm-hmm. that it's happening tonight. Like,
wow.
Yeah, because we basically make them think that it happens after initiation, which is this weekend. Mm-hmm. So they have no idea. Like
I love that.
It was so fun. Like as of right now, tonight they think they have a mandatory meeting that nationals like you have to go to in order to get initiated. And we're basically gonna tell them that people have been breaking like iWeek rules and stuff like that. And then so like they're gonna be like terrified. Like last year they were like, oh, like you have to, they made us, like, take this quiz on the values of Kappa, and we were all, like, we all kind of knew that it was Big Little, but I don't think any of them know that it's happening tonight. Yeah. So I'm so excited, and, her name's Izzy, she's on the softball team with us. She has no idea that it's me. I've also literally been lying to her quite literally every second of every day, so Izzy, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But we're just, like, we're so close that I had to lie to her. Otherwise, she was going to know it was me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, the other day. Sorry, this story makes me laugh. So, we run, like, Instagram accounts for them mm-hmm. and, like, post, like, I stalked her mom's Facebook and found, like, all these, like, terrible photos of her from when she was a kid. And, like, we run these Instagrams. And so, I, like, was like, oh, like, you can ask me one question. And then, so, we were hitting in the IGT the other day. And she was like, Peyton, she was like, I need your help. And I was like, what's going on? And she was like, so like, I get to ask my person a question. Like, what should I ask them? And I was like, oh my God, like there is no way you are asking me this right now. And so then I was like, cause I told her I wasn't an athlete because I was like, I gotta lie to her, bro. And she, I was like, oh, like you told me your person said they weren't an athlete, right? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Cause like I asked my big what season their sport was. And I was like, oh, like you could ask them if you have a dad, like mm-hmm. basically, are they in a relationship? And she's like, oh yeah, like that's really good. But then I didn't think it through because we were going to be together for the next hour that we were hitting. And I was like, oh my God, like this is going to be so sus if I don't respond to this. And so she goes into the closet for maybe 40 seconds, didn't take her phone to grab a bat. And I went, bah, 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 bah. And I like typed out a little response and I sent it. And like 10 minutes later, she's feeding the machine and she was like, oh, like I do have a dad. And I was like, oh my God, no way. Like, she doesn't have a dad, guys. Like I'm single as heck, but you gotta mix them up, throw them off a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah, bro. It's so funny.
Let's
Dude,
go.
I like actually feel so bad because I've maybe told her like 3 things that are genuinely true. So I am excited to not lie to her anymore after tonight. Mm-hmm. But it's been really fun, like, messing with her and, like, seeing they're, like, trying to scheme and just not having any idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where we're at with Big Little.
That's exciting.
I did have to paint a jean jacket because, like, my family line Big Little theme is you paint the back of a jean jacket, like, for the person. I'm not artistic at all. So that was difficult. But I'm actually really happy with how it turned out. And I'm excited to give it to her tonight and just, like, see her face. So.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, next episode I'll give you guys the update on how everything went. So.
Perfect.
That's where we're at. That's
so, I'm excited to see the pictures.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I'm very excited about it. So. Yeah. Okay. Switching gears. We went to Australia over winter term. Australia and New Zealand. What did we think? What were the vibes?
That was the most iconic thing ever.
Dude.
Like, no freaking joke.
Actually.
Like, it was like a dream. It was...
Literally every day I woke up and I was like, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, am I in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it honestly didn't really hit me that we were in Australia until we went to the Opera House, mm-hmm. which was probably like day 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's like Australia low-key feels like the U.S. You just drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
And people are like crazy fit there.
Yeah. And the Gold Coast, 100%.
Oh my God.
Crazy there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, it didn't feel like there was like, and then once we saw the Opera House, I was like, oh my God, like, we're actually in this country. Like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was beautiful. The Sydney Opera House was crazy.
It was so cool.
I mean, you see those in movies, and you're like, it's real, but it's like, I just see it on a picture, and then you're like, actually there.
Yeah, like, I knew it was going to be cool seeing it in person. Mm-hmm. It was so much cooler than I thought it was going to be. I was like, whoa, like, this architecture is sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
And then, well, New Zealand, that was fun. It was very rural, though.
Yes.
Like, I was not expecting it. I mean, I should have expected it to be that rural. I loved Hobbiton.
That was
insane.
Hobbiton was so cool.
That was the coolest thing ever. I loved, like, they had, like, a replica of what the houses would be like in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And, like, whenever I walked in there, I was like, this is crazy.
I felt like I was transported.
Yeah.
Like, I became a hobbit for the hour to 2 hours that we were there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Beautiful.
This is the coolest experience ever. And then we got to do that maypole.
What?
The, like, little pole with the little ribbon.
Yes.
I felt like a little kid. It was so fun.
That one honestly kind of freaks me out, that activity, because I watched, how do you say it? Like, Midsummer?
Oh my God.
Or, I don't know.
Midsummer?
Midsummer? Do you say it like that? Like, it's spelled Midsummer? Differently.
I think it's Midsummer.
Yeah. With, the one girl, the blondie from, whatever.
Florence Pugh?
Yes, Florence Pugh. And they did that in the movie, and it freaked me out a little bit that we were doing it.
Yeah.
Because that movie was scarring.
I have been told not to watch it.
Don't watch
so
it.
So I have chosen
not
to watch it.
There's no goodness that comes out of it.
Okay.
Nothing good comes out of
like
it.
Like, not a redeeming quality at all.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just going to make you really freaked out and icky, and you might question some things.
Okay.
But no.
I think I'm good.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't think I've met anybody that's recommended it to me, like, highly, so
Libby I'm good. And Deppa told me to watch it, and I was like...
Of course they did.
I was like, okay, I watched it on the bus on, like, a tournament, like, back to school.
Oh, no. That was, like, me in Virginia... So on the way to Virginia last year, I was watching Quiet on the Set, that, like, Nickelodeon documentary, and I was like, why am I watching this on the bus?
That. Everyone watched that.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Well, I was bored. It was a 10-hour bus ride. I was like, this will kill 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I should not have watched that on the bus.
Yeah, that was...
That was horrific.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, I thought New Zealand was really cool, too, because there was so much culture, like, especially learning the Haka.
And I still remember it.
Dude, I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like...
I remember the dance. I remember the words.
Yeah.
Which is insane, because it's in a different language.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like it was just, like, such a cool experience that, like, you never forget that, how much fun that was.
Yeah.
But yeah, for context, we got to learn the Haka from the, like, I don't know what his exact title is, but he was, like, the spiritual guide or something like that for the All Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always do the Haka before every game. And so we got to learn the haka that they do. Yes. Definitely didn't do it as well as they did. But you know what? We did our best, and we kind of did kill it.
We did.
And I will say that.
I was feeling the energy.
Yeah.
Like, it get, you know, whenever you, like, before a game, you know, your stomach's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that, and I was like, ooh, this is iconic. This
yeah.
This is really nice.
When we did it the last time, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I understand why they do this now. Like,
yes.
I'm ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And then we just got back on the bus. I was like, all of that for what? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm amped and I don't have anything to do.
Yeah. Cool. Because we got to do that. It was so amazing. And then we got to go watch the performance at, I don't remember what the place was called, but it was a school.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where we got like a huge buffet, but then they put on a performance.
Yeah.
And it was like probably one of my favorite days.
Honestly, that was so fun. And like, I didn't even really know that we were doing that.
Me
and then
neither.
They were like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go, like, to this buffet and do, like, a cultural performance. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm down for a buffet. And it was honestly one of my favorite things we did.
Yeah. Like, it was, their performance was just amazing.
It was so cool.
Like, I was like, oh. Yeah. I was about to cry at one point. It was so good.
It was so fun. Shout out. Saw the love of my life. I don't know his name.
I think, like, 5 or 10 of us were, like, really in love with him.
So. Yeah. He was, like, walking around with guitar. And, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is the love of my life.
But he also portrayed such confidence, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was like...
I was like, oh. So, if there's any chance that the love of my life that performed in that in New Zealand, if you're listening to this, hit me up. Except you're probably, like, 10 years older than me, so, like, actually don't hit me up, but...
Oh, my...
Oh, man.
Maybe we can find him on Instagram. Send him the link.
I don't even know his name. How are we supposed to find him on Instagram?
His name was, like, it was a longer name, so I don't remember, like.
And I'll probably butcher the pronunciation, even if we do find it.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe we can look up the website and see if he's, like, a staff member, like,
ooh,
on there or something.
Okay.
I like it. Investigate. We'll see.
I like it. But, yeah, and then we got to see that geyser explode.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Yes, geyser and the hot chocolate.
Dude, 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah. That was just amazing.
Yeah. And Australia Zoo was also a 10 out of 10 experience.
I did not realize that, like, people could just walk up to kangaroos.
Dude.
And they wouldn't attack you, like, in movies.
I, like, they were so nice. Mm-hmm. But they were, like, jacked, too. Like,
yeah.
Ripped. And I was like, what the heck?
You know, I was like, this is, like, not what I've grown up thinking. Like, I didn't think I could just, like, pet a kangaroo.
Yeah, like, I thought they were going to be, like, 7 feet tall and, like, able to kick me into next
like,
week.
Yeah, like, post up and, like, get ready to box me or something. Like,
well, I mean, I feel like there's so many videos on the internet of, like,
yes!
kangaroos. Like, there's this one that I'm thinking of. It was these two kangaroos, and they're, like, fighting. And one of them, like, literally shoves the other one into this, like, metal fence. And the, like, metal fence literally falls down. It's, like, this, like, crashing sound. It's hilarious. I'll have to show you after this, but...
Okay.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to feed kangaroos, which was fire experience.
So amazing.
It was so cool.
And, like, amazing pictures with the kangaroos.
Oh, my God.
Because we were literally right there.
Like, that's never going to happen again in my life.
Heck no. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, though, that we didn't see any, like, 20-foot mega spiders.
I know, like, nothing crazy at all.
I was terrified, but I was like, I actually low-key really want to see one, because I feel like that's part of the Australian experience.
Mm-hmm.
They were big spiders, but they weren't mega spiders.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. I know, like, the weirdest thing that happened animal-wise is I got stung by the blue bottle.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I was like, what even is that? It's like this weird circle thing that's blue and has, like, stingers on it. It's like a jellyfish, but it's, like, Australian, apparently.
I don't know.
It, like, stung for 30 minutes, and then it was done.
That's like,
the weirdest thing that happened to me animal-wise.
That's insane that you got stung. Like...
Me, right? Uh-huh.
I think, like, 4 other people did, too.
Yeah. Quite a bit of other... I know Deppa did.
Yeah.
I don't know who else, but I know quite a bit of people
saw
them and were really close to being stung.
Dude, when I went snorkeling, I almost swam straight into a jellyfish. Like, because I was just like, because when you're snorkeling, like, your head is down,
mm-hmm.
and like you're not really looking forward.
Oh.
And so at the place that we were snorkeling, there was like this massive jellyfish. Like it was so cool looking. And I just didn't see it. And I literally, the jellyfish was like, I literally swam maybe like this close to it. Like, and then all of a sudden, because there was a guide with us, like a marine biologist mm-hmm. person, and she was like, head up, head up. And like I barely heard her. And then I like looked up and I looked to the left of my head and like the tentacles were like right here. And I was like, oh my God, I have never swam so fast in my life.
Did it look like those jellyfish from like Finding Nemo?
No, it wasn't pink. It was like kind of like a peachy color,
mm-hmm.
but it was so cool looking. But wow. I was like, oh my God. And the lady was like, it doesn't hurt that bad if you get stung by them. They're just very big. But I was like, mm-hmm. doesn't hurt that bad. You're from Australia, bro. Like your pain index, as far as jellyfish stings, is probably way higher than mine. But luckily, I didn't get stung. I got to swim on top of a sea turtle. So that was so cool. Saw leopard sharks. Fire. But yeah, I almost got That's stung. Amazing. But I didn't.
Wow. That would have been a story, for sure.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it still is a story.
Yeah.
100%.
And I literally have it on video because I was recording on my GoPro. Wow. And, like, you just see in the top left corner of the video, like, the tentacles are right there. And then all of a sudden, I just dart the other way. Like, it's so funny. I was like... So, maybe let's be more aware next time we're swimming in the ocean in Australia. And you've seen the jellyfish before that. Like, you knew it was there. What are we doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. But, yeah, if you can go to Australia in your lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
100%.
Because it's incredible. Is there anything you wish we would have done while we were there?
I don't know. I wish we would have done more, which we did so much sightseeing in New Zealand, but I feel like we could have done more.
Yeah.
More, like, just not so touristy spots.
Yeah.
Spots that are, like, hidden gems almost.
Yeah. Like, I wish we would have done, like, when we went to that, those mountains with, like, the dinosaur exhibit out front, like, mm-hmm. I wish we would have had more time to actually do a hike there. Yes. Like, I would have loved to hike that area and not... do the, like, touristy, like, cableway stuff. Like, it was cool, but I was just, like, I would rather just hike and experience the natural beauty of this.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the one thing I do wish we did mm-hmm. while we were there is hiked more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was, like, my only critique.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Great Barrier Reef, I was bummed we didn't go to that. Because that's been, like, number one on my bucket list since I was a little kid. And I was like, we're right here and I can't go. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, when am I ever going to be back here?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But overall, super awesome trip. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't change a thing, but if you forced me to, that's what I would do.
But.
You're. All right. Do we want to move to the question of the week?
Yes.
Okay. So today's question of the week is a hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
So say someone came up to you and was like, Caitlin, I have $100,000. Like, I will give you this right now, and you can walk away. Or we can flip a coin. And if you win the coin toss, you get $1,000,000. But if you lose the coin toss, you get nothing. Do you flip the coin, or do you take the $100,000?
I would take the $100,000.
Yeah.
Because at least I'm getting something.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to, I can invest it. And overall, $100,000, I mean, that can help me out for a bit. So, whether that's paying some type of bill, getting a car.
Down payment on a house.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
It'll help me out somewhere and then get a job and make money from there.
There you go.
I think $1,000,000 would be pretty fire, but I mean, I guess it's just a pick or choose how I'm feeling in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't live with myself if I walked away with nothing and I had the chance to get $100,000.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the answer changes if it's $10 million for the coin flip?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would just go, like, I'd be like, whatever, let me just go for it.
Because I feel like $10 million, you can live the rest of your life with $10 million and, like, live yeah. comfortably. Yeah. Whereas $1,000,000, like, yeah, it sets you up, but it's not a viable amount to, like, quit your job or anything like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like $10 million is a life-changing amount of money. And, yes, $1,000,000 mm-hmm. is, but it's not the same. And that, like, I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't take the 100,000. Mm-hmm. But I think I could take the gamble for 10 mil.
Yeah, bet. Yeah. I just know, like, as a person who is usually not lucky with that kind of stuff, I might be a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like, scratch-off tickets, all that stuff. I never win. Never. I don't even get, like, a dollar.
Dude.
It's nada. Nothing.
The key with those is my mom used to, like, I mean, she's not big into it, but, like, when she does it, she always buys the ones that are, like, the newer games. And, like, mm-hmm. those usually pay off more because they're newer.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, the ones that have been around for a really long time, they mm-hmm. don't usually win. Yeah. So that's my pro tip.
Good to know. I'll try that out. I mean, I've never really had success. So
yeah.
I got to change it up somewhere.
There you go. Not that I buy scratch-off tickets, but.
I know. It's like when my grandma, whenever she comes here, she'll be like, let's get some scratch-off tickets. Okay. Sounds good.
Every year around the holidays, like in our stockings, my parents will always put like $2 scratch-off tickets in there. And I always lose. But those ones aren't really designed for you to win anything. So yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I like that question, though. That's good.
It's definitely a really interesting hypothetical scenario. I think about it a lot, and I'm like, what would I do? But I feel like it also changes, like, as your life changes, too.
Yeah.
Like, $100,000 right now to me is, like, an insane amount of money. But who knows down the road, after I've been in corporate America for a while, like, mm-hmm. does the answer change? Like, if I have kids, does the answer change? Like, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valid. 100%.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else you want to share with the pod?
I don't think so.
All right.
Vibing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys next episode. And as always, stay tuned in, Tigers.